which podcast are you listening to?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Which accounts are you subscribing to?
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
I'm interested, like, genuinely. Let me know which one specifically.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised. And may God have mercy on your soul. Now everyone relax your anus, because coming at you from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Señores y señoras, tenemos más influencia sobre sus hijos que ustedes, pero los amamos. Creada y difundida desde Fort Worth, la masacre de Jerry Jonestown.
Show number 602. It is Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. Welcome to
Casa de S.A. Suze.
Doce Sienta.
Ramones.
See, I have to go to the Wi-Fi every time I'm here. Yeah. Casita Masfina.
There you go.
That's what they call it. They call it Casita Masfina. We are not in the temple tonight.
No, we didn't take a full day off, but we took a location off.
Yeah, we took the location off. You know, sometimes it gets tiring looking at the same shit on the walls, so we decided to come somewhere else and look at other
for
shit 10 on the walls.
For 13 years.
Yeah, it's like,
man, I've been looking at these walls for a while.
There's so much weird stuff on these
walls. Now I know what it's
like
to be in a padded cell.
Yes.
Actually, I always knew that.
Oh, so yeah, here we are, just hanging out, east side of Fort Worth.
East side?
Hanging out, just chilling. It's a nice, beautiful night. 30 degrees is what it could get down to tonight.
Are you serious?
That's what they're saying.
Is there another front coming through? Because right now it's pretty mild out.
Just making my pee-pee point.
You should be the weather guy for the Fort Worth Roots podcast.
Well, I told him I would, but I don't always get out of my work meetings until he's done, because sometimes we go till almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
the breakfast with the Bobs.
Yeah, I guess I could call in and record it.
That's what I would really like to do. Because
45 tonight in the city, 30s out in the country.
Well, it didn't seem that cool today.
Oh, it's dropping.
It's pretty mild. It's dropping.
So it's clear night. So we have no isothermic radiation with the cloud cover.
Well, we might.
The
we
other
might get some radiation.
The other isothermic radiation we might get is,
we'll get to that.
By long-range nuclear, hypersonic nuclear weapons.
I mean, you want to talk about that now, or you want to shoot the shit right off the bat?
No, let's be happy.
Oh, okay.
Let's be happy, fun time, and talk about Leon Bridges.
Yeah, man. You went to the Leon Bridges show, didn't you?
I went and shot Leon Bridges on Friday night.
Is he still a dick?
With Charlie Crockett and Hermanos Gutierrez. Hermanos Gutierrez was amazing.
Yeah, you let me listen to that. They sounded really cool.
They're two guys that are Swiss.
Oh, they're not local? Because I heard Leon Bridges was going to bring all his local bros up with him.
No. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But yeah, we were talking about this on Andrew's show when I went and did it on Monday morning. Went over and did the Fort Worth Roots morning show.
You were a guest.
I was a guest on it.
Guest of honor. Did you do a keg stand while you were there?
Oh, and I drank 8 cannabises. Oh, really? Loaded. Yeah.
He didn't offer that to me.
I just started going nuts with the can of Blisses.
Andrew, like, you didn't this. Offer that to me. I didn't get any can of Blisses.
And the thing is, I
eight
also...
cans of can.
I also...
Did you go to work?
The cake stand I did was on the weed tap, so I had so much weed in me.
So would you just go to IHOP afterwards and eat?
No, I came home because I was scared of the storm, and I cowered in the corner.
It was like mushrooms.
Yeah, it was like the clouds are coming. I'm freaking out.
Hold me, buddy.
No, I just came back here because I didn't have to go to work on Monday morning.
Well, but you had work.
I had work. I had Monday evening, which we'll get to.
So were you still feeling the effects of the 18?
I didn't have that many. Cannabis? I didn't have any. I didn't have anything there. I don't trust it.
Is this conspiracy?
I don't think
they don't clean their lines or something?
Well, here's the thing that pisses me off is you got to pour yourself a drink and the glasses are freezing cold. Or no, they're room temperature. The lines are freezing
Buddy
cold.
Buddy was sniffing my dick. Sorry.
So you get 6 inches of head that you got to pay for.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not paying. What the fuck? This ain't cool.
Yeah, because it's still coming out and it's still getting measured.
And it's still charging you for it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bullshit. That's.
I wondered that because I had an account that did the same thing when I was in my beer selling days out in Louisville at the mall there, Vista Ridge. And they did the same thing, except they did also you had like batting cages. It was like a gaming place. Pretty cool place. It's really expensive, but it was a cool place. But I wondered that same exact thing. I was like, well, how are they going to take out the fuzz? Like,
no,
everybody
you're charged.
Knows you're, if it's a first pour, and when you have a line, you have a wall of different types of beers, you're going to have some times where you get a first pour, and it's going to fuzz up.
Because the line backs up or whatever. And Yeah. No.
Do you get charged? Do they take it off?
Or the very first night, I bitched about it. I went over there. I bitched about it. I got the girl was over there that showed us how to do everything. It's like, oh, here's a good black, dark, evil beer I want. I can't remember what it was. I start pouring it, and half the glass is head, and I looked at her and go, I'm getting charged for this shit right here?
Yeah.
With y'all's lines?
Yeah.
And she came over with her card and swiped it.
Took
it. She's like, no, that's not supposed to do that way. She goes, sometimes if you put some of our cold water in here in the glass first and clean it out and then use the line, you won't get that much head. And I'm like, well, it's still a room temperature glass getting hit by a cold line.
Correct.
It's going to happen. I was like, and then I went and got another beer and I got, it gave like about 2 inches.
You're like, ma'am,
and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, so I don't trust that. I don't trust that place. I don't like getting charged for shit like that.
Yeah, the gimmick. It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
And it's, I don't know how it, I've tried to think about that too. How does it come to, like, how does it benefit the drinker? It doesn't, does it? It really doesn't, except.
I'm not tipping anybody.
Right.
How does it benefit the people that works there?
I don't know. What's the
purpose
of doing
it? It all goes on my card and whatever. I'm not going to tip you. Unless they automatically do that, and if they automatically do that, that's illegal.
I don't know. I don't know why the trend all of a sudden, it's one of those millennial ideas that you're kind of like, what's the point of it?
Yeah.
It just seems like it's all for no. And also, do you really want to fuck over the service industry to where they don't need as many waitresses? It seems like it's anti-community a little bit.
Well.
Or service industry community.
Much like Leon Bridges, that's what I've been told by other people. That don't like that place, that are in the service industry or run local bars.
That's kind
bars,
of a middle finger.
They're like, fuck that place because you're screwing people over.
It does seem there. I mean, if you think about it, but a lot of times if you're going just as a gimmick, it's not going to be your regular place. You're not going to be a regular there, right? It wouldn't make sense to do that.
I couldn't afford to be a regular there, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, really?
With what I want to drink. So
that's why you go before it opens up with Andrew and drink it for free.
So if I wanted
I'm kidding. Place.
If I wanted, I'm not, I don't want to say the name because I don't
okay,
want to.
Okay, yeah, let's not.
Off.
Let's not.
But say I wanted a Manhattan, a Manhattan Brewing, their dark one, their black one.
Yeah.
Their stout.
Megatron or whatever.
Yeah,
Megatron.
Whatever it is, their stout. If I got it on tap, like at Pouring Glory, it's like, I don't know, $4 or $5. If I go to this place that we're not going to name, Jumping. That's what we'll call it. We'll call it jumping.
Andrew's going to shoot us in the face when he sees us.
But when I had that beer there, it was $8.
Oh.
For a pint.
So you did a side-by-side.
Yeah.
Cost analysis.
Uh-huh.
And it
right off the
well.
Bat. Well, I saw the how much it's going to cost an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, let's fill this pint up. And I was like, holy fuck, once it filled up, after she came over and swiped it.
Yeah.
But I was and got the rest of the head off. But I was already $8 in that glass with, you know, four she inches of head.
Well, here's my thing. I like the place that we went to down in Austin that does the stock, the ticker, and fluctuates on the popularity of what's being drank. That's a good idea. I think that's a really good idea.
I don't think that place is there anymore, but it was called the Stock Market, right?
I'm pretty sure COVID kicked it.
I think it
killed
it, but it was Beer Market. That's where we saw that badass band.
Which one?
What's their name?
So many don't know.
The one from L.A. that I fell in love with. God dang it.
Linkin Park?
Yeah, it was Linkin Park.
I'm getting so sick of seeing videos of this stupid ass bitch. I'm dead. Can I rant a little bit before we?
If you do, before I start ranting on the Leon Bridges.
Okay, I'll just make it real short. Let's I can't stand her rants. Already. Like, good gosh, it's not that I'm sexist either. It's that she sucks.
She's not that great.
Chester wasn't that great. And she's worse.
She is she's way worse than.
And she's goofy.
Than,
like, she's Justin. Nothing like, don't speak. I just know what you're thinking. Whatever her name
and
is. Gwen.
She's an apologist for
she's
rapist.
She's an apologist for rapist.
And she's a Scientologist.
Yeah, she's typical L.A.
So L.A.
All right, now, Leon Bridges.
God dang it. What was the name of that band that was so badass?
I can't remember.
They were so.
This is throwing me off too. I don't like the blue
basketball
court.
We'll get to that
court.
Here in a minute too.
Now I'm in a bad mood.
Just kidding. Susie's son buddy, loves them too, and I can't think of what they're called.
From L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
We used to use them as our intro music because they said tapes? We could. The BAM Battle Tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used
they
to.
They are good. That
they used
really
to.
Good.
You know, they told us that we could use all their music for our intro. And we did for a while.
They're cool.
They're very cool.
Yeah, I don't mind those kind of L.A. people.
Yeah, they're, well, yeah.
She's probably not even from L.A., is she?
Who, that chick?
Yeah.
I don't know where she's from.
I wish she'd go back.
Yeah. Here we go. Battle Tapes was rad, man. We can play as much music as we want to on this episode because it's not on YouTube.
This is a type of band you and I should do because we don't have to worry about other stupid members. We could just do it ourselves.
I think it used to be three guys. Now it's just down to one because of the same thing.
You know how much more happy we would be if we didn't have to worry about other band members?
Oh, so much.
Let's just do it.
I mean, we were a three-piece for a while. And
if we were always thinking about killing the drummer.
Yeah.
Because it'd be so much cooler.
That's what I was about to say. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Is it today his birthday for real? Man, I love this music, though. I used to jam Battle Tapes, like, all day long. Keeps you in a good mood and very homosexual.
Yes. Like, I just want to oil up.
Why
Let's stop
too?
The show.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, go lay down.
Go lay down, buddy. He wants to be involved in the show so much. Look at him looking at you like, I want to talk.
All right, so on Friday night, I went over to Dickie's Arena.
Are we going to play Battle Tapes while we're talking about Leon?
And, yeah. That band, Hermanos Gutierrez,
yes,
opened.
Stuff, man.
And they're going to be added to our set list for the desert trip, because that was perfect desert tripping in the middle of the night and hanging out.
Very relaxing music, what you let me hear.
It's very...
earthy.
Yes. Instrumental, you know, just a Latin with Latin flair. It's fun. It's good times. But it's chill. It's like This Will Destroy You type atmospheric.
Yeah.
They build out. It's really good. And then Charlie Crockett played.
Yes. Which, not from Crockett, Texas.
No. And Charlie's a badass.
And he does not work at Charlie's Guitars.
No. Grew up around here. played a lot of shows around here, has a lot of connections around here. He's a good dude. His set was fantastic.
Awesome.
Then out comes Leon. And this was his Fort Worth homecoming, his first time playing a giant arena. This was the biggest room that he played on this tour. 14,000 sold out.
Yeah.
And
they had a good weekend.
Yeah, Dickie's had a great weekend. Buddy.
Get over there and lay down. Go.
He wants that cookie so bad.
Damn it.
He wants that cookie so bad.
I'm going to have to do like your mommy does and lock you up in the cage.
Ooh.
My podcasts are happening. So, he's just staring at me now.
Son of a dog.
He's a great dog, but he's like...
Gets his little feelings hurt every once in a while. Dustin, okay? You got to be gentle with him.
Can't be staring at you. Anyway, so there it.
How was Leon?
Leon was not Fort Worth Leon, and this was his big, you know, I love Fort Worth. Fort Worth's the greatest. His last album was Fort Worth's awesome, but the Leon that walked out was Hollywood Leon.
Yeah,
and there, I'm gonna be honest. I started laughing. While taking pictures during the second song, because it was just like false, humble Garth Brooks.
Oh, no. Did he feel. Do the,
you know, I'm so glad to be here. You know, I wrote this song. I'm going to strip this song down. We're going to go way back, to when I used to walk the streets of Magnolia. You know, I love you, Fort Worth.
Yeah,
and let's just go.
Do you talk about Texas Billiards at all?
No. And then, you know, starts playing through stuff. And it just didn't feel, I mean, I've seen him a whole bunch, but this just did not feel sincere.
Yeah, well, you're used to seeing him in smaller, intimate venues too, though.
And it could be a whole thing, like just being weirded out that you're in this gigantic room all of a sudden. And like I said, this was the biggest room of the tour.
Boy, I remember when Terry used to come in town. It was a big party all weekend.
Well, they weren't. There was no false humbleness with those guys.
I don't think there was humbleness.
I don't think there was. They were just, we're the greatest, and deal with it.
I think, did you see that? Oh, quick left turn. Did you watch that video this morning that was sent to the Rockstar?
Which one? There was so
the Rockstar thread.
Yeah, which one's that?
The one that was from Donington.
Yeah.
I'd seen that before, I thought.
Yeah.
But they played it off. Whoever posted it played it off like it was some unique new footage. But was Rex really backstage during that set? Because they sure didn't show him at all. That was a cool treat to wake up to, by the way.
I think it
was Andrew that posted. I can't remember who posted it. But anyway, I swear I saw that footage before in maybe the second Pantera video.
Yeah.
So I think that was some fake news. Or maybe you and I were just in the loop back then. And
we just didn't care.
We saw some things the public didn't see because we were from the same hometown.
Yes. There's so much stuff in this thread.
Oh, no. It's so like getting up stupid. And reading a paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially there's so much stuff that comes.
So Dustin and I have a thread with all walks of life people. There's producers in it. There's rock stars that are traveling the world at the time. There's our goofy friends that we love to hang out with.
Multiple Grammy winners and a bunch of losers.
This thing gets wild. Like some of the debates we have, some of just the posts, some of the rants, some of the just it's the most insane thing. It should be its own show.
And then there's a meat fountain.
Did you like that? That was me.
That was gross.
If you ever get married again, I'm going to demand that you have a meat fountain.
Okay. They say, this was from the Monsters of Rock. 7 minutes of live unedited footage.
Yeah.
From the Monsters of Rock in Donington. Yeah.
I swear.
All the Donington stuff was out. Maybe because the other stuff was edited. I don't know.
Oh, this is unedited. But it was Dom that was editing those videos, wasn't it? That did those home videos?
Maybe so.
But that wasn't home video footage that he had done.
No, this is...
This was something else, but maybe it was some...
Pro-live. Donington, you know, they get the pro-live footage.
Yeah.
And they would put in their videos and stuff.
Remember
they
when
got
Donington
cameras everywhere.
Was huge for metal bands to play. Now it's hip hop.
All hip hop. All right, so Leon was good. The set was actually really good. It just didn't feel it felt weird.
Yeah.
When I left there, I was like, this is really strange. And it's strange that the mayor has to come out and give you a plaque and declare.
Did she really?
Yeah. In her leather.
Can't she just stay home once?
Can't she take care of shit?
Yeah.
You know the cool thing about this?
A boob slip?
No.
Nip slip?
No.
Not her.
She will be
Jeez,
on the
that would be inappropriate.
She'll be on the show in 2 weeks. I got her to say she'll come on the show.
Okay.
When she, I hung out with her. Now,
I'll ask her about her nip slip then.
She wasn't there. She didn't try to pull any VIP bullshit or sit in a suite or nothing. She bought tickets and was sitting with the common people down on the ground.
She wants to be
she
a
was
rock
in
star.
There.
She wants to sign autographs.
She was just down there hanging out, making it look good. I thought that was kind of cool. Betsy Price wouldn't have done that shit. They would have had to bring in a police escort and bring her in the back of the building. And
is Betsy Price still that big time where she needs to get have an entourage come in and clear a building by like with Fort Worth SWAT and CERT so she can walk in?
Maybe.
No one wants to assassinate her anymore.
I don't
right?
think Betsy Price's head will fit in Dixie Arena. Ah, Dickie's Arena.
I'm Betsy Price.
You ever seen how big her head is?
No, I've never been invited to the same events as her.
She has a giant melon. I've had to sit through a lot
Melons?
Of her talk. Melon.
Oh, man. I got to get boobs off my mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, the mayor declared November 15th is Leon Bridges Day. Montgomery Boulevard there in front of Dickie's Arena is now Leon Bridges Boulevard or Leon Bridges yeah. Street or something. I'm all Leon Bridged out. I've had enough.
You've had enough of the bridge?
I've had enough of Leon Bridges for a while, yeah. I've had enough. But I was talking to my sister and my brother-in-law before after the show because midway through his set or...
How much was his tickets? Do you know?
I don't know.
Over $100 probably?
I have no idea. I'll have to ask some common people that paid for them. I didn't pay for anything.
Some peasants,
yeah.
As Jason said earlier today.
Some peasants. But, you know, my brother and sister-in-law... Or my sister and brother-in-law live right around the corner. So I left to go watch the fight. I was like, I want to get out of here in time to watch the fight. The letdown. The big letdown of the night.
You should have stayed there and hung out with Leon.
I should have stayed there and taken the mayor home. Chloroformed her.
So we got Chat GPT mad at us tonight, and we got the Fort Worth
SWATs about the knock
busting the door because of our jokes.
The show ain't live, and it's jokes.
Right.
It's jokes, guys.
But you said
it's
you're
jokes.
Not going to edit, though.
Yeah, I'm not editing this.
I'm not deleting my message to Sick Texas.
I'm just joking.
Assholes.
It's all jokes. I would never do anything like that. That's creepy and weird. I try to get women on my own merit, and they're scared enough as it is.
And if that doesn't work, chloroform time, baby.
Like Flicker Stick said, chloroform the one that you love and take her back.
Golly, man.
That song wouldn't fly today, would it?
No.
They still play it live, though, and it's awesome. No. Everybody sings along. Of course, everybody also sings Tyler from the Toadies.
I was just about to say that, too.
What's with Fort Worth and songs about rape?
Yeah, unconsensual sex.
Yes. So anyway, I got out of there and went and watched that letdown.
Boy, was it.
And it seems like everybody else was in hell on Friday night trying to watch it, trying to figure it out.
I watched it in some dude's stream on X. And then after I fought through that whole evening to have that mess happen and just, it just left. I was like, Netflix, die.
Do you think it was scripted?
I don't know. I've seen some conspiracy theories and some people posting about that, how there was a couple of times where it looked like Tyson had a clear shot on a jaw knockout and just held back.
He never uppercutted.
Yeah, and there was no Tyson uppercut, and that's part of his video game. Everybody wanted to see that.
Well, and a lot of times if you go back and you watch his old videos, because someone put a compilation together today that I watched, is that when his opponents would jab at him,
mm-hmm.
they may hit him in the top of the head, But that's when the uppercut came up and knocked them in the jaw and they were out.
Yeah.
And almost every fight. But he never – he got jabbed a lot.
You know what it looked like to me, honestly? It looked like they were sparring.
That's – yeah.
I don't – the video that I saw that I was referring to where it looked like he had a clear shot on a hook, same thing. It's I was thinking maybe he was afraid of Paul getting a lucky shot and knocking him out, so he didn't take it. Because when if you're not as fast as you were, you throw a hook, you are going to expose yourself if it doesn't land.
And there
so
was
maybe
a,
that was going on, but it, but it there just was looked a lot like a sparring match.
Well, they also never got really close to each other.
Yeah,
it was a bunch of weird dancing around and like hardly any charges. And Tyson would charge like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He did the second round. He came out looking like he was going to do that, but then he just backed off, went back to that sparring look where he just kind of walked around.
Yeah, I'm just kind of dancing, walking, you know, moving my legs around and dancing and blah, blah, blah.
Also, did you hear the thing about him just kind of tripped out because of the health issue that he had? I didn't know that his health issue was as bad as it was.
I thought it was just like COVID or something.
That I don't know, because he said he was talking about how he almost died. And he was saying that he's lucky to even be in the match, and that was a success for him. And the guy is, whether you like him or not, he's introspective. Tyson, he's not very politically correct. Sometimes he gets a little confused and probably when he's talking and stuff, because, you know, boxers do.
Yeah.
But it sounded like he was going through some mental stuff, too, leading up to this fight. Like,
wait, he has mental issues?
No. I didn't. You see, now you're trying to get me get uppercutted by Tyson.
No, but he's always
that is
had,
someone we could be in the realm of at some point.
He's always had mental stuff going
on. I know. It's just I'm saying. I think also
Wisconsin, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Man, you know what I forgot too? Remember he was like got interviewed or some that by that serial killer dude that they busted like a few days later.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of him too, isn't there? There pictures of them like waving at the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an interesting guy, man. And I thought Jake Paul was going to be a dicktard like he usually is. And he seemed to be less obnoxious, I thought, during the fight as he was to the lead up to the fight. But the axe spraying and stuff, he's got to lose that bit.
With his brother spraying it all over him?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Dude, hey, young guys, women don't like that, man.
We were talking about that.
Right now, women don't like that stuff.
We were talking about that in the locker room. Jenny.
The axe spray.
Last night, Jenny. She goes, who in here likes axe body spray or deodorant? And no one would raise their hand. And then she's like,
it's because women don't.
Girls, do you like when the guys have axe on? Like, no. Okay. Yeah.
I've never heard anything but complaints on that stuff. I used to throw it on back when I was newly single, and I'd have my lovemaking sessions all night, and I'd be late for work, so I'd throw on some Axe and go in, wear the clothes I wore the night before to the bar.
What the fuck is that, Sex Panther?
Exactly. No, I'm dead serious. I worked on a call
center. Is something on fire?
I worked at a call center. And everyone on my team was women. There was like two other guys, and they would get so like. Finally, one of the ladies that I worked was like, "Matt, will you please stop spraying that stuff before you come into work?
It's burning my nose.
It's just like Anchorman." And that day, I realized, you know what? I don't think women really like this stuff.
No, they don't.
It's they like you ever come in contact with
just
the old
wear
guy that,
normal
the like the boomer that's still wearing Old Spice over the top.
I wear Old Spice.
One, I don't believe you.
I do. It's Swagger. The Old Spice Swagger.
No, I'm not talking. Oh. I'm talking about the Old Spice.
Oh, the liquid,
like the Brute 44 shit. And
oh,
stuff.
That stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you got those old guys that overdo it sometimes that wear the cowboy felt hat guy. The felt hat smell is not a good smell.
What
straw
if you,
hat, sexy. Felt hat smells, not sexy.
Like sweaty felt hat?
And I don't know if this is in the show notes.
Yeah.
I might pull the plug on the last season.
Yellowstone?
It is complete.
I haven't started it yet.
It's shit. It's complete shit. I am convinced that if we were handed the same budget as he is, as Taylor Sheridan's given to make this garbage, that you and I would have a Emmy.
Well, he's coming on next week to promote Landman.
I haven't started that. I haven't started Landman, and I like Lioness. But Lioness, man, dude, I don't know what his deal is, man. He's like, it's like some of the stuff. Okay, I'll let me get into this real quick, and you, when you start, make note of it. Okay, cold fronts do blast through pretty quick and heavy out in West Texas, and this is supposed to be at the Four Sixes Ranch, I believe,
yeah.
Which is it's not crazy up in the Panhandle, but it's got a cooler. There's cooler air that comes through.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they play it off like, oh, you get stuck out there. When a cold front comes through in Texas, you're fucked. Well, if you're from Texas, you know that's bullshit. You know why? Because it doesn't freeze over like it does in Montana for several days. It's back up to 65 degrees in about 48 hours.
Yeah, what type of year is this?
I thought it was in the summer.
That's
because the thing about it is, I'll just let you start it because you're going to have so many bitches. It's like sometimes I think Taylor has never set foot in Texas a day in his life with some of the stuff he writes into his shows because it's factually incorrect.
Remember when he was just a cop on Riding Through This World?
I'm starting to think that he's just some rich, spoiled kid that doesn't have much to like in his life that was interesting, so he has to make up this horseshit about him being on the rodeo trail.
Have you
all through his adolescence or whatever?
Have you seen a lot of the articles written about him with the launch of, you know, Yellowstone? All three shows firing up around the same time, but these articles have come up about him, and basically everything I've gotten out of every single article was
little man syndrome.
All of this little empire he's built is because someone told him he'd never be a good actor when he was younger. But
well,
now,
not.
You know, he was told
when he
by such and
in
such.
His shows, he's terrible.
He was told he wouldn't be an actor. But now, look, he's a director and he's got all these shows.
But he's a shitty director. His writing and his directing is quite garbage.
How far are you in on the.
Tail chasing action going on here.
If we're going to talk about TV real fast,
okay,
before going on into Saturday night.
Oh yeah, there was a Saturday.
But we were talking about the fight on Netflix, and now we're talking about Yellowstone on Paramount. But go back to Netflix. I blew through both seasons of The Diplomat.
I'm not done. You're only supposed to do that, dude. I just told you about it last week.
I know. It's and good, I was like, it? I was like,
do you like it?
So on Sunday, I actually had a full day off.
I'm three episodes in the second season.
I sat down, I edited all the photos from the concert.
Yeah.
And I started going through I had another big photo shoot Saturday morning. And I started going through that. I started trying to optimize my libraries and stuff.
Yeah.
First season Sunday.
Yeah.
I couldn't turn it off.
That's good.
Even when I took a nap. It kept playing, but then I woke up.
You have to watch it over again?
And I go, okay, I got to go back to episode three. And
I can't believe you finished the – you're already caught up.
Well, I didn't know when the first season ended. I didn't realize that was the end.
Yeah, I knew just because of the event that happened. I was like, whoa, that's got to be the
– Yeah, and that's what I thought too. I was like, okay, this had to. And then it started up the next season.
Yeah.
And then – so yesterday, Sunday – I started like a couple of episodes, but yesterday I went and did Andrew's show, and then I came back here.
Had some time to kill.
Was getting ready for the game that night, and was getting my stuff ready. So I had it planned, and I'm watching it, and I'm getting into it. And then I go to the game, and I'm halfway through an episode. And when I come back from the game, I'm like, okay, I got to offload stuff. I'll watch the end of this episode. And then it's the season finale. Like, it's just, there will be a third season, you know, in a few years, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like.
Oh, is it not? I thought the third season's about to come out.
Maybe the third season is about to come out. I don't know.
It's but a decent Netflix series.
That
sure.
It's great. And Carrie Russell.
She's good in it.
I love her husband.
Yeah, he's good too. I like him too.
He was the main Nazi guy in Man in a High Castle.
Okay. What else has he been in too? Because I'm trying to think. I've seen him before. Is it just Man in a High Castle that's his big deal? Because I the whole time I've been watching, I'm thinking I've seen him in stuff. I know he's and then you just said Man in a High Castle. I haven't finished. I'm not even one episode in on that, by the way.
I loved it.
I'm sure you do.
It just takes me right back to the motherland and how I feel about
the Aryan nation.
The way things should have been.
If we had a one state.
Yeah, if we would have, if Japanese would have won the West Coast and the Nazis won the East Coast.
We'd have won state.
We would have won state. Rufus Sewell.
Rufus Sewell. That's
his name.
Is he British?
He was born in Thickenham, England in 1967. So I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
He was in The Illusionist. He was
the
in Dark
Illusionist,
City.
That's it.
He was the bad guy in A Knight's Tale.
That's right. You've been weighed, measured, and he was the guy,
whatever,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the bad knight, the Dark Knight. Yeah,
I like him in this, in Diplomats, though.
Yeah, he was in
Cool Dude.
An episode of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's right.
But yeah, he's...
I forgot about... That was another COVID series for me.
Man in a High Castle, I love.
I got to get back to that, because everybody says it's a good watch.
He was in Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
I love that.
And yeah, I
don't know. That should have won an Academy Award.
Should have. The Last King, A Knight's Tale. Blah, blah. Anyway, yeah, he's a... I dig him. I like his character in this, because he's like... He's... The wife, and he says it, you know, through the whole thing, because Carrie Russell is the diplomat. She's the one that has power, but he used to be a diplomat. Now he's kind of retired, and he's doing the wife role, so he's just rolling around doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
But has power and makes calls here and there to make
and
things
almost
work.
Dies.
Yeah. But it's cool. I dug the hell out of that show, and I'm ready for some more.
I think Mandy told me that there is more coming.
There. Okay. Well, it said the third season's coming, so.
Oh, at the end of it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I accidentally got into it because.
Season 3, episode 1 is in 2025.
Well, we're almost damn it. Golly. Dude, we're almost done with 2024.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is in 1 week.
Yep. So I want to talk about that here in a minute, but.
What is happening? Time speeding up?
It is.
Speaking of time, did you see what Iron Maiden had on their backdrop?
Going back in time.
Going back in time.
So Iron Maiden was Saturday night. You and I went to Iron Maiden, which was a whole play. This show, weird.
Was weird.
Set list. You take your last album and you take an album from 1985.
Kind of.
And that's all you really play off of. And you don't really play any. You play like three of the hits, and that's it.
Yeah,
you just kind of.
It's still so good.
It was a
so
weird
awesome
tour, though. And the whole thing was themed around Back to the Future.
That's the weird thing. Is like he made one reference to the DeLorean and the I guess the past and what was it called? The tour was called the
Future Past.
Future Past, but really had nothing to do with anything. But they kept it up there for so long.
They were all dressed like different characters from
Back to the Future.
And then, like, so were all the Eddies different versions of Back
they
to the
were.
Future?
Well, no.
Because you had the gunslinger.
That's right.
But then you had a samurai.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They
was there a samurai ever in Back to the Future 3? They never went to a bad time?
Like, they went to the Old West in Back to the Future 3.
I'm thinking of Bill and Ted's that had the Mongolian.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan, which that brings us to our opener, which I loved.
The Who.
Yeah, man.
Which I
wish their stuff didn't sound the same, though. That was the only thing.
I got to agree with our friend Andrew when he texted and said, I like The Who, too, for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, but it's cool to see instruments that aren't usually played on stage. At a metal show. That's awesome, I think. And the throat metal. You about to play some? Oh yeah, we can play because we're giving the YouTube the bird this week.
So they have a song. They have a song called Wolf Totem, which is what you're hearing here, and then they did a bunch of, I guess, different mixes of it. But one of them features your band, Papa Roach, playing with them.
Oh no, that can't be good.
What'd you think of their instruments?
That's what I was saying. It's cool to see those.
Magnolia.
I liked it.
Weird Mongolian instruments and stuff.
I like it when bands do that kind of thing.
Well, I don't think they're just doing it. I think this is their life. Like,
you don't think it's like that the Viking band? Kind of just doing it?
It's coming.
See, Buddy's getting nervous. He doesn't like this
kind
of
music. He can hear it through our headphones. Like, what the hell are y'all listening to?
You know what I was doing the whole time during the set? Just saying, you know, there's a good chance I'm related to these guys.
At least one of them. If Genghis Khan raped half the world, 3/4 of the world, which they say they did.
That's exactly what I was getting at. Genghis Khan made us all brothers.
Yes, we're all Eskimo all brothers of Mongolia.
Eskimo.
What are you doing?
He wants that cookie, man. Boy, look at him. He'll take some crackers, too. He don't give a damn.
I'll punch you in the butthole. There he goes.
Buddy doesn't like it when we do that. Yeah, well, this sounds like the second song they played too, and the third,
and the fifth,
and the fourth,
and the end of the set. Yeah, that's the problem. Everything sounded the same. It all sounded like we were about to go to war with another country.
I thought Tom Cruise was going to walk out with a samurai sword at any moment and just start chopping people up.
Look at this court.
I got something for you real quick to go back to.
You told me.
Hate it when I do this.
You told me.
What?
Kerry Russell.
Do you agree?
I don't want to say it because
you don't want to start seeing it.
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
But it's part of her character.
Cut your throat.
I don't want Mandy to hate her anymore. Kerry Russell's no Felicity anymore.
She's not. She has a nice little... I bet she's got some Perkers.
Jeez.
I got to force that into every show now. Because it's such
Perkers. You know, it's a great place to eat breakfast when you're in Orlando. There's a nice little breakfast place outside of Disney World called Perkins.
What's their mascot? Do they have like a logo or anything?
It's
a nice little breast.
It's a Perker. It's a chicken in a dress with these big old boobs. Come to Perkins.
Slim Perkins.
It's like the IHOP of Disney World or IHOP of Florida. Perkins.
Black Bear Cafe.
Perkins. Same thing, yeah. Perkins.
You got some nice Perkins there, man.
So Iron Maiden was badass. It was a good time.
Yeah, dude. When are they going to start having to walk with a cane?
Those guys, you know, we were talking about this, all right? So hold on. Bruce is 66 years old, and he's the youngest in the band. The drummer had a stroke last year at 72.
Lonnie Anderson. I was thinking that he had a stroke. That's why he had stroke face.
So it took him almost a year to get back to this point now,
mm-hmm.
to where he can play and play drums and stuff. And he was just up there playing drums. And you are right, because I went back and I watched more videos.
Mm-hmm.
That band is so fast with everything, but they're barely playing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He's the lightest drummer there is, but he's playing. He's nailing it every time
through stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think they probably have good diets. They probably don't drink and smoke as much as they used to.
Probably not at all.
I would think there's a good chance that none of them drink.
I bet none of them wake up till noon.
What's his name? His flexibility is amazing.
The guitarist?
Yeah. And he shows that off every song.
Jerkins Jeer or whatever his name is.
Yeah. What's his deal with the leg? He thinks he's a dog and he needs to hike his leg up on everything?
I don't know.
They didn't play that.
Yeah, they did. At the end of the set.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
This was
the only hit.
Bum, bum, bum.
But like, they rip through this.
I always forget they have three guitars too.
They rip through this. Man, he looks like Lonnie Anderson on this group photo too.
Can't unsee it now.
I can't. Matt said the drummer of Iron Maiden looks like Lonnie Anderson. And I was like, from WKRP? And he goes, yes. And I went, what?
And his vocals, Dickens' vocals, is he ever going to lose some of his...
No! Own? Just come out it. Slaying.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like Phil. Is Phil ever going to start sounding like he's old?
No. And back to your question. I mean, this, the album they were hitting on was... Shit. I just went blank. Where is it? Somewhere in Time.
Yes.
From 1986. Okay. Are they ever going to come back through and revisit the album from 1984, Power Slave?
Well, I brought that up.
And I'm asking you.
I don't know. I think they will probably rename it.
Do you know what's on Power Slave, though?
Yes. Power Slave's one of the greatest.
God.
Here's, do you know how many albums, how much they have recorded?
Yes. Like eight, as much as we have podcast hours.
If we wanted to do a whole Iron Maiden show, we would have to do like a 9-hour show.
So they have 1,400 hours of music as we have 1,400 hours of podcast. It's about the equivalent.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't play this.
Uh-uh.
Nor did they play this.
That was a great... I think that this is another one of those types of bands that if you see they're coming to town and you have a chance to go check them out and you're a fan of metal, you need to go do it. Because yeah, these cats aren't going to keep playing rock shows. It can't continue unless they're possessed by the devil.
They've already got a 2025 tour that's all in Europe and Asia. I don't know when they're coming back to America.
How'd you like his comeback on when he accidentally said Dallas?
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, we're not in Dallas.
I think that was impromptu because he ran back out and like,
I'm sorry, I forgot we're in Fort Worth.
When
and I liked the Fort Worth.
When did Bruce become Ukrainian?
And he's like,
hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to suck your blood. I am Vampire Bruce.
He's a vampire from the 1700s from Ukraine.
It's Bruce Dickinson from What We Do in the Shadows. Hello.
We'd be great music critics, wouldn't we? People are like, what kind of drugs do y'all take before you go to these rock shows?
I got asked by someone that shall not be named that if yesterday morning...
It means the Jerry Jones family?
Yesterday morning, if Andrew and I... were on cocaine when we did that show. Because it's like we're trying to cram so much stuff into 30 minutes.
I don't... Yeah. He needs to
Because we're
tack
talking
on.
So fast.
Yeah, he needs to tack on a few minutes, doesn't he?
And it's just like, well... And
here's my confusion,
there's
too.
There's kind of wasted bits, too, but...
Yeah, like mine. Whatever. I'm like, why am I doing a traffic report when this isn't live? That's the most confusing
what?
Thing
it's
in the
not
world.
Live.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I don't think we share listeners. So.
You've got a lot of fans, though, because I get messages from people going, what is Matt doing?
Well, usually I'm just waking up and kind of, I haven't even scratched my balls yet.
The other day, I hadn't listened to it yet, but like Richard Keller sent me a message and
the
goes,
Jism
Trail? It's like, what? He goes, Matt's fucking hilarious on there. He's making the show because you said Jism Trail. And see, if you were to call in yesterday, because you couldn't call in yesterday morning. Because
we're gonna don't say anything because we're gonna make that happen. Because I was gonna do a lot of, who are you?
That's what I was gonna do. Who are you?
Why are you on a show? But why are you on a show?
I'll do this now because it won't hold up then. But I was gonna be like, Matt, is that your name? Yeah, I gotta go to South Fort Worth in a little bit. What's traffic look like on the Jism Trail?
Yeah.
I think I made that same trail in my belly last night.
I had one today that I was going to do, but I forgot. in when I did it.
Because, were you on it today?
Yeah. Okay. And the thing is, it's really early for me. We've made note of that. But I've also – I'm trying to wake up earlier as a man. That's part of my – one of my things I need to start doing, I think, especially since I'm a real estate agent in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you need a house or want to sell or buy, my number is 817-637-6748. But anyway – let's not talk about me being a realtor in the DFW area, okay?
You just did.
But I want to wake up, but a lot of times when I'm doing these little traffic bits, I'm 2 minutes up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll forget to set my alarm.
I'm not going to reveal any secrets, but I like your technique of how you do them.
Oh.
It's pretty genius.
But the thing is, well, we'll talk after this, because if you've already discovered it, I'm sure other people
you told me. You told me how you do it. Yeah, and I was like, that's genius. I'm not going to say on the air because I don't want to give it away, because I don't want other people just doing it.
Well, I have tried. But the thing is, sometimes when I pull information for it, there will actually be information that is real time. But the thing is, I stopped sweating it about 2 weeks ago, like two shows in, when I realized that it's – people are listening to this thing 45 minutes after it's been done. So,
or almost, a day later.
Or a day later, yeah. Which is, so he's got to start streaming it.
Like on Thursdays, I'll usually listen to them all on Thursdays.
Just catch it
at
whole,
once.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like.
That's actually a very genius way to listen to it.
Or Wednesdays, because like No Agenda, the new No Agenda will be on Thursday. No.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. I'll do it on Thursday morning, because No Agenda won't be out till Thursday evening.
Yeah.
And then I'll start it on the way to practice and then finish it on Friday.
I have a schedule too that I hit my agenda, No Agenda at.
I have a whole podcast schedule, listening schedule that. I've got things worked in.
That's one of the advantages to podcasting to radio.
Yeah.
You should stop listening to The Ticket. That's horse shit now. No one does that. No one does normal radio anymore.
The only time I have it on is like at random in my work truck or if something.
To hear the trifecta.
It was actually on in my truck today, and I half the on-air staff, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, I don't either. They sound cool. They're cool and stuff, but I don't
know. I mean, I know Donnie. And I actually know Donnie.
The morning show is the only guys I know.
The morning show I know. I know Donnie. And then, of course, Corby and Bob. And
but this could take
Gen X
off.
Davey, but.
If he does it live, it could build some steam. And he could throw some bows at morning shows.
Yeah.
On the radio. But.
I mean, we could.
Posting it.
We could do it.
Well, yeah, but we'd have to wake up earlier.
Well, we'd have to not have. I'd have to not have a job.
Yeah. Well, you keep it up, buddy. I've heard about you.
I've only got a couple years left.
But so anyway, it makes. I think that's cool though, because I can say Jism Trill, but he did censor me. He censored me hardcore, like the third show.
Oh, he went there.
The Chinaman show.
I actually cussed
that was
on this show.
I did. You're not supposed to.
Well, I didn't know. I thought he was trying to keep it clean, and like you sent me that video,
uh-huh.
And I opened it
oh,
up.
Oh, of my neighbor's car?
Yeah. And
you
I
thought
went,
that was my car, didn't you?
I thought it was. And yeah. I went, holy shit. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't mean to cuss, but.
You know, I slept through that. I didn't hear any of that. I woke up from the text from my neighbor, and I don't understand that. That tree was huge.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
We're going. Let's talk about that, because you. The reason you weren't. You didn't call in yesterday morning is because you had a giant tree fall between you and your neighbor's house.
Right, right. And
on everything.
Yeah. And that there was also someone told me that there was actually some people that thought there was a tornado that came ripped through either Colleyville or
Crowley.
It was Crowley. Uh-huh. And when I went out to check, the air was so unstable that I thought maybe I drove around the neighborhood.
It got
that
weird.
Morning.
It was here.
It was very weird.
Here. Yeah.
And I drove around after I sent you guys the text over to Andrew saying, hey, I'm not going to be able to be on because I got to check on my neighbors and stuff. And I drove around the neighborhood and just to see if there were any trees down, because I was like, damn, there might have been a tornado, because it felt so weird and sticky, and like it felt like it was a hot July evening. But this was at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right, you want to know...
In November.
You want to know what's weird?
when they started talking about that, they think that it was an EF-1 that hit Crowley and came up. The path it took is directly in line with your house and the stadium.
Because the stadium had some
issues. And what happened at the stadium last night.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
They went to open the at AT&T Stadium, if you haven't seen it yet, or if you live like somewhere where you don't get this type of news, is they went to open the retractable roof yesterday, and a piece of metal fell and nearly hit the Monday Night Football producer, like just a couple of feet from him.
What if that had hit him, man?
He would be owning that stadium. That's what I was telling him yesterday.
I don't think he would probably be with us, but his family would. Was that sheet metal or was it actual?
Yeah, it's just a sheet metal. What it was, they said it was a covering.
Did it do the float thing down?
It's a covering for some wiring and some electrical stuff that's up there up top. Mm-hmm. There were two panels, and they had come loose and off.
Yeah.
And they were thinking that it was from yesterday morning.
The storm.
The storms and everything.
Makes sense.
I was in that stadium when a tornado hit.
Yeah,
that was very weird.
It's when you almost got in a fist fight with Jason Witten.
Right? Close, but no. But yeah, I was in the elevator with him, and he was very ticked off because they just lost the postseason game.
How do they keep their like? I'm too ADD to have all that stuff in the shooting lane.
What is that? What is that? Are
it's
those
like
extra
a trophy,
points?
I guess.
Those different points values.
I don't know.
I don't understand this form of basketball, guys.
Hey, it looks like Luka's lost some weight. He's back to his fighting weight.
Good.
I said that backwards.
Yeah,
that was a weird day of weather.
Weird day of weather.
Weird
day of stuff going on.
But now that you mention it, let's talk about this disaster, the real disaster that has happened in Arlington, Texas.
All right. Hold on. Let me pause this for just a second.
Okay, I got a TT.
All right, that'll work. All right, so yeah, let's talk about this disaster.
I haven't watched much football because I'm like you. I'm obsessed with F1 and soccer, football, and rugby and all that cool sports.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell a bad, fucking, terrible football team when I see one.
Yeah. I've worked out there for now. Like, I think it's 15 years. I have to go look at my passes, but it was, you know, I honestly think the first time I shot out there was 2005. Right. 2004, 2005. So it's almost 20 years.
Yeah.
It is 20 years. Good God.
It was right before I was once eaten.
Yeah.
It was a couple of years before that you started.
Because I started doing stuff out there with the cheerleaders. Well, I was doing... Anyway, it doesn't matter the order, but yeah, I've been around doing stuff in capacity with the team for almost 20 years, and I've never, ever, even in weird times with Romo and who was it before that?
Vinny Testaverde or something? Or no, it was Bledsoe, Drew Bledsoe.
But even before that... what's his name that got popped for drugs and
Quincy Carter?
Yeah.
Quincy!
You know, those days, there was dread.
I'm figuring out Quincy!
But I've never felt this dread of where people are
putting bags over their heads.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace to the Dallas Cowboys right now.
I have never seen, and I've said this like every show that we've done, this season that's been after a game, I have never seen the rival team fans come in and take over a stadium.
And like, it's happening every game.
Every
now.
Game. And this one might have been the worst because there were so many empty seats, and then the seats that weren't empty, you know, they put towels.
Was it ever, was it ever looking full? Like, did people leave or did people just not show up?
So here's how they make it look full. Okay. Because you've been out there with me. You know how they put towels on every seat?
Right.
Well, on the camera, if the towels aren't moved, it makes it look like someone's sitting there, like it's a white shirt or something. pretty smart because it's white with blue writing, and from a distance or out of focus, it looks like someone's sitting there.
Yeah.
So they make it look full, but there is a, on Dallas TV, there is a video of a guy looking, he's in like 403 up at the very top, and he leans his camera over and looks down, and you can see from the top all the empty seats that are in there. The seats that weren't empty,
I don't like that.
Had a bunch of red jerseys in them.
Son of a bitch, those Houston Texans.
And for the first time since I can remember, like, I'm talking double-digit empty suites. Like, just lights out. All the towels are still on the seat. All the lights out. And it's all the way around both rings.
You got
booze, rings.
Free booze and free food. Like, you paid for it.
Yeah.
So you're just turning away free food and free booze even?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm really interested in what happens on Thanksgiving. Because that's the next home game is Thanksgiving. It's the Giants.
I wonder if they're thinking about rolling Granddaddy into the facility and just letting Junior take over by now. Are they leaning towards that?
I think they need to take him down to the
Dotty
Ferry Road and just where they let all the dogs loose.
I think they should just take him to Mosier Valley.
Look, there's Leon again on screen with the Mavericks. But yeah, just roll him down there to the Dotty Ferry Road.
Mosier Valley.
Mosier Valley. They can take him over. They can take him out of the stadium and roll him over here to,
hey,
what is that?
It's going to be okay,
the Presidio.
Everything's going to be all right, Granddad.
It's good.
Everything's fine.
Where are y'all taking me?
Where are you
Where's going on? Why aren't we in the helicopter?
Just hand him another bottle of Jerry, or what does he drink again? I forgot. The Walker. Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah, Johnny Walker Blue.
Or take him up in the helicopter, and as y'all are flying over to him, hey, let's open up the door so we can see the stadium better, and they just push him out.
Sky Viper.
Push him out.
You can come up with Sky Viper.
Matt, what do you do with me up here?
Why you got me up here?
What are we doing?
I've never seen so many fans.
It's bad. It's bad, man. It's bad.
The Cowboy fans that were there were booing. You could hear them on the TV. They've booed the last three games pretty loudly. People just, like you said, bags on their head, talking, you know, I'm going to burn this jersey. Fuck this place.
Yeah.
It's not going to change because you're still giving him money.
Yeah.
That stuff is still.
And he's making money off of Tyson Jake Paul fights.
$14 million off that fight. Which they hung curtains up for the boxing match.
Yeah.
For a nighttime boxing match in the end zones. They can hang curtains up for that, but they can't for.
I think it's a pride thing. And that's always been Jerry's problem. You want to teach your kids about pride? You tell them a story about Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones and what one guy cannot get over, and that's his pride.
Well, that is the thing that the one thing I heard on the ticket this morning on the Musers when I got my truck.
I got to start listening to them after these losses. I bet this is great radio, isn't it?
They said you want to get under his skin is you tell him. And this the ceiling falling was a great example. Was you tell him the stadium shit,
mm-hmm.
and that this $1 billion baby
you
built
shut your mouth
is not that great.
You shut your goddamn mouth right now.
You're already having to remodel it.
Yeah,
and pieces of it are falling where you can't even open a roof that you haven't opened in 2 years.
It's 14 years old, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And it was supposed to be the holy grail of football stadiums. Now they've already got a badass stadium in Vegas that's way better. Badass stadium in L.A. that's way better.
I was
going to
say, don't even bring up SoFi around
here.
Because SoFi is
you
amazing.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that'll get you kicked out of there, won't it? If you bring that up.
Be like, why can't this stadium be more like
SoFi? I agree
SoFi.
With the Musers about that, though.
But
you
want
to get under his skin, you talk shit about his stupid-ass stadium.
Well, and look at how much stuff he's lost. You've had one Super Bowl here. How many have been out SoFi?
Yeah, good point.
Very
good point.
The World Cup final is at SoFi, right?
I think so.
And a bunch of the big games are SoFi. Like, all this stuff is going to SoFi.
You got an Indianapolis Indy race, street race. That's going to be cool, neat.
I don't know if he got that.
He probably didn't.
I think
there
were a bunch
Taylor
of other
Swift
people.
Concert.
Neat. He's got us, what did I say? What's coming up? Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
He's got the tractor,
coming.
The truck pulls. The tractors. The trailer pulls. What do they call them?
You know
the
what he got? Pulls. And I posted this last night, then I took it down because I was like, no one's going to get this. But it made me laugh. I was like, well, at least the stadium's going to be used for the Fun and Sun RV party.
Well, we'll have jacuzzi set up all on the 50-yard line.
So the stadium was finished in 2009.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
The game starts and it empties out more. Like, not many people are showing up.
Not many people are showing
up. And then as soon as, like, the first five plays, they're like, oh, I've seen this. I'm out. Because that's what I do. Every time I've turned on a Cowboys football game this season, especially the home games, which they still have not won a game at home, correct?
No, they have not won a home game this season.
God, that's a lot of Mexican ladies getting beat.
Speaking of which, I saw an entire army of Mexican women, Latin women.
Latinx women?
No, don't say Latinx. They get pissed at that. That's something that the Democrats want you to think is cool, but it's not cool because all my Latin friends say Latinx.
I'll punch you in the fucking face if you say that again.
If you say I'm Latinx, I will kick you in the balls. Yes, they all say that. They hate that.
It is. Okay.
It's terrible.
I'd like to apologize to all my Latin listeners. That was a joke.
Now, if you say
Latinx,
if you say you're Latin Static X, they're like, okay, that's cool.
No, yeah, they are a lot of metalheads that are.
Oh yeah, Latin community is huge.
So you can say Latin Static X.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this group of, I'd say about 9 Latin women walked by me.
They were pissed.
Well, this was before the game.
Oh.
They all had MAGA hats on.
Oh, are you serious?
In the middle of the stadium. I
thought you had to get kicked out of the – I thought the NFL didn't allow that.
Well, that brings us up to our next little conversation here. But I was like, whoa, holy crap. And some of the people that were with me just kind of – we all looked at each other like
whoa, cool.
Whoa. They all had – like I
thought you guys – I thought you people were supposed to vote for Harris.
I was blown – it was just crazy to see that many – women wearing hats in the stadium that said that. I was like, seeing that hat in public is just one thing. Like, you're like, whoa, okay. Then it's on women, and then you're like, they're Latin women.
Yeah.
Holy crap. It was just a whole big rundown.
Well, I still get tripped out when I see black dudes wearing it. I'm like, whoa.
I've seen that
cool.
too. And that is, that's wild.
That's the way it should be, though. If you want to wear a hat, you should be able to wear a hat.
You should wear a hat. Yeah. Now, when you celebrate a touchdown, you should be able to celebrate it any way you want, right?
I think you're on to something, man.
Because the NFL is trying to ban the Trump dance, which I think we both agree is the funniest thing Trump has ever done in his life. That's the comedic value of Trump.
Right, and I hope this is a true story, that the NFL is really trying to ban this, because that will be the final stake to the heart of the NFL, I think. The product is not nearly as cool as it used to be at all anyway.
At all.
And if you start – if you're going to continue down this path of playing politics after the majority of Americans have given the bird to all this horse shit and said, we're done with it. Stop. And you continue to shove that home, that might be the end of the NFL as we know it, I think. If they really do start banning – and think of all the tacky touchdown dances that players have done. There's been no banning, but now you got this cute little arm shimmy that people are doing, which is innocent.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing tacky about it.
It's almost like the weird flossing thing that
it really is close
to
that.
Fortnite.
It's just as stupid.
Yeah, it's just as stupid. But, yeah, if you ban this, we were talking about this last night in the locker room. We're like, how can you do that? How can you enforce that? And I was like, well, the NFL just starts tossing down, $20,000 fines or whatever. And it's like, but they were like,
to Bosa for just wearing the hat.
We were like,
in an interview.
Well, that's not going to work because they fine people for jumping in that kettle on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
To try to keep them from doing it, and they still do it anyway. It's like, I don't give a shit. Man. Here's your $150,000 for me jumping the kettle.
Can I say something else, too, about the NFL that's got problems? Man, that stupid kickoff rule is killing it.
Bad.
And college just keeps on having bad.
It's like stage
games.
Racing in NASCAR.
Well,
you're changing the game up too much.
Is NASCAR still doing that? Project?
Yes.
So stupid.
I was talking to one of the photographers on Friday night, and she's like, I really want to get into NASCAR. You know, we were talking about different things, and she's like, and I was like, oh, yeah, I used to shoot NASCAR until the stage racing came in and Monster lamed everything up.
I'm trying to think if I would still, I mean, I think if what they should do is add more, sprints rather than like F1 does, instead of tricking it up with the stages. The stages is stupid. That's a long event thing.
Well,
like if you have an endurance race.
Don't they still have the race on Saturday? Like the main NASCAR Cup is on Sunday, but the race on Saturday is kind of like a sprint, right?
Oh, are those the same race car drivers? I thought that was the different engines or something.
Sometimes they go back and forth. It's a different car.
I mean, like the F1 sprints where there's no pit. You're gone.
Yeah,
you're going for 12 laps or 12 times around the track.
You don't need to worry
about
tires.
Right.
Nothing.
It's just a haul ass.
Yeah.
That they can do more of those rather than the stupid stages. The stages is for like endurance races and stuff maybe, but not NASCAR.
How about not racing shitty Camrys?
And tempos, or what are they? What's the Ford car now?
The Ford,
the Temp Focus, or something.
Fusion.
Fusion. Yeah, Camrys, Fusions. Maybe get away
the
from those.
Chevy,
the Chevy Impala,
Camaro, or Impala, whatever the fuck it is. Well, yeah, we don't want any of that. Bring in something cool,
some GTs.
Make them neat.
Neat.
Yeah,
NASCAR blows, man.
It kind of does now.
I watched that one. I think I watched that Chicago street race they did.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, I don't ever watch NASCAR.
I don't either.
Except for the fights that they have on SportsCenter. I like the fights.
Yeah, the fights are funny when they get mad. And I like when it turns into
you cut me off, you son of a bitch. No, you cut me off, you son of a bitch. No, you cut me off.
I forgot the race. And I like when the NASCAR drivers kill someone else. That's pretty neat. when they're doing like dirt track racing and they just run over someone else. And just run them over again. That's pretty neat.
I'm not going to comment on that because someday I would like to go to McLaren's facilities. And he's part of that. Or no, he's part
of
Haas.
No, he's not.
He's part of Haas.
He's not, yeah.
Not McLaren, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're all good.
I am good. Yeah, fuck Tony Stewart.
Him running over someone and killing them.
Yeah. NFL's hurting, man, and the Cowboys sucking is not helping things out.
So back to the Trump thing real quick and that Trump dance.
Trump.
The NFL lost a whole, like, it to the point to where they noticed it, and they noticed it in their pocketbook. They noticed it hurt when they did the whole woke tributes for everything, kind of like the EPL did. The EPL did it right.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take a knee before kickoff or whatever. But the NFL went kind of over the top and lost a huge
fan
base because of that.
Yeah, because a lot of police officers and law enforcement are and guys like that, those testosterone-filled, veiny, boner guys, are into the NFL.
It's
or
hard,
we're into the NFL.
It's hard to have an entire month, like the month of November, dedicated to armed forces.
And then have a whole season dedicated to
and before the
Antifa.
Game, you know, you celebrate the Marines at one game and they're all out there, but then you do this whole action that is completely opposite of what they're doing at the same game.
Talking out of both sides of your mouth will always hurt your popularity.
Yeah. And it pissed off a lot of people. I'm not watching the NFL anymore. It's too woke. I'm not going to have anything to do with the NFL because it's woke.
How many times have you heard that?
I've heard that a thousand times.
I don't watch that bullshit anymore.
I know, you know, like this morning when I got in there, half my crew was like, so what happened last night? I don't watch anymore because of the NFL's bullshit now and all their stupid, petty bullshit they do. And, you know, just play the fucking game. Kill each other. Bring CET.
We don't need two national anthems done at every game. I'm sorry. Let's just stick to one.
I was counting down yesterday the length of time that the pregame starts.
Just keeps going longer and longer.
With all the stuff they add and all the tributes they add and the recognitions. Whoa! And we got to do this.
They have a tribute session.
And that's after the cheerleaders are on the field. But, yeah, it starts off with the cheerleaders coming out, and then it's just this and that and that and this and the flag and this and that and then this national anthem and then this anthem that's not even a national anthem.
This cancer. That cancer. She has cancer.
That
you
was
got
last
cancer.
Month.
You get cancer. She gets cancer.
That was
cancer.
Last month. But
I get
now
cancer.
It's a bunch of old guys. You know, they rolled
AIDS.
Out.
AIDS.
Four guys that stormed Normandy.
Did they ever do – oh, really?
That's what I told y'all about. In our soccer thread,
they were all gone.
Was that the last game? It was really, really cool. The last Sunday, that's when Bush was there. Was they brought in?
He's looking like senior.
Yeah, they brought in like
hey gosh,
almost two dozen World War II vets.
Yeah,
American Airlines flew them in on a certain airplane and everything, and brought them to the game. And they did this big presentation. It was really cool.
Yeah,
really, really cool. But yeah. You do all this stuff, and then you're like, you know, end racism. What is it in the end zone? Does it say end racism or end hate?
Who knows?
End something.
Have they done the trans train thing yet? Like, done a trans day or something out there?
I think they're scared to touch that.
No, that's the mental health awareness. I better shoot it. Huh?
That was last month, right?
I don't think they've ever done it, gone out and done.
I don't think they will.
Trans.
I don't. Yeah, I think that's a hot button they don't want to get into. You know,
like I said.
So,
I think they. You're right, though. They
but
made
if you
the
ban
of doing that,
if you ban the Trump dance and make a big deal about
it's over. I think it's over at that point. That's the thing that's so funny, not to get into politics real quick. But
it's sports.
It's sports. And
it's entertainment.
It is so weird to see that the media still hasn't accepted that majority of the country has said, we're done with this bullshit. Like, why can't they get it through their thick skulls that there's a reason the vote turned out the shellacky that it did? It's because the majority of Americans
You're
are
tired
fucking
of what's on TV.
Sick of it.
We're tired of what's on TV.
Being told how to act, what to think, how to believe.
We're tired of this. I don't even understand what the hell we're watching right now.
This feels like LSD to me.
This is the weirdest. This in Mavericks, the NBA in-season tournament. We're watching the Mavericks and the Pelicans, which the Mavericks are smoking them.
I have a question about this, but none
I don't
of us
understand
know how
this.
To answer the questions.
I don't. Is the three-point line moved?
Well, here's my thing. Is this during the season? Or are they taking a break from the season to do this?
Yeah, does this count as a regular season game too? Does this go their win-loss record?
We need a sports person to
I don't understand any of this. I understand in-season tournaments in the EPL, which this is what
they want to do, yeah.
The NBA wants to do.
That guy hurt his wrist by getting that badass block.
Can we bring relegation to
football?
Football.
There you go. You want to clean up the sport and make it better where people like it a lot more? You bring in relegation.
You relegate the Cowboys and like...
They would be.
Like Oregon takes their space.
Yeah. Texas,
yeah.
You know how fired up the state would be if all of a sudden the Longhorns took the Cowboys space because of relegation? There'd be fights everywhere.
That would be.
It'd make everybody's sports brain blow up in Texas.
Insane.
I hate the Cowboys, but I love the Longhorns, and I hate the Cowboys.
I don't know what to do.
Mastodon of the Lord.
That's a callback. That would be absolutely
Well, that happened
amazing.
In England.
Is that nudity on the
that
field?
It is nudity on the field.
We have a streaker.
Yep, and she was worth the money, it looks like. Well, she's been banned forever from the EPL.
Well,
it's at BC Place.
English, there's a lot of good-looking English.
Wait, BC Place. That's British Columbia. This was in Canada. The Blue Bombers, Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the championship game. That's some nice stuff.
For Canada? Yeah, yeah, I mean, we got to last more sets. Yeah, that's not bad. Huh.
Yeah. She's been banned for life from the Canadian Football League now because of that.
Meh. Who cares? It's Canada. From the only sport Canada has is hockey.
And that's in America. It's NHL. They got to come here and play.
Yeah. They have three teams.
What? Canada's kind of worthless, man. I got
everybody's
Letterkenny.
Nice. Yeah. They got,
aren't they Canadian?
Yeah.
They got, I don't know.
I mean, they
it's Rush.
Nickelback.
Skid Row.
If we weighed, if we took a list.
Bach, I should say.
If we took a list.
Of the cool Canadian stuff?
Of Canadian bands. Would the good outweigh the bad?
No. There's no way.
Well, let's do this.
Celine Dion?
That's Wikipedia. Let's go to the Book of Knowledge.
Book of Knowledge?
That's
a reference to No Agenda.
So, and we got to agree. Here's a list of bands from Canada.
We're playing a game here. This is professional podcasting where you just think of a game during the show.
Now there's a whole
make the rules and play
lot, but I'm just gonna go with what is happening?
And we can only say suck or fuck. Okay, fuck is good, suck is bad.
The 1977
suck.
I'm with you on that. I'm just kind of cruising through here because there's a whole bunch, so we got to find Alabama,
which is confusing. Very confusing that you would be a country band called Alabama from Canada.
And you are playing Dickies in a couple of weeks.
Suck.
All right. You think they suck.
My mom would kill me.
I mean, Elvira alone, I think, would give you some. April Wine.
Suck. Just because I don't know who she is.
Well, it was not a she. It was a group.
What do you think?
Bachman Turner. And Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Don't know enough.
Baptized in Blood.
Cool name, so I'll go fuck.
Baptist.
Fuck. Even though they can't ever get over here and play because of the stupid laws.
How can they can't come over here and play?
Because they can't get back.
It's Canada.
I know. That's the thing. I think they have trouble. They're one of those bands that has trouble because someone did something. And so when they come here, they got to get back and it fucks them up.
Black Tiger Sex Machine.
Suck.
Blasphemy.
I'm okay, buddy. I'm okay. I don't know enough.
Let's see.
Get to the common stuff.
Let me get to the biggest.
Yeah, the big stuff.
Biggest Canadian
buddy thinks I'm
bands.
Upset.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
Calm down. You want to go outside and hang out?
You can go outside with me. It's nice out.
All right, here's the 50. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Snow. At number 50, Snow.
Right? Which was so confusing because I thought for sure when I first heard that dude, he was from Jamaica.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Suck, right?
Suck, yeah.
Okay, 47, April Wine.
Suck.
45, Bare Naked Ladies.
Suck!
44, who will be here in January, and I really want to go. Death from Above, 1979.
Fuck! They're good.
Sum 41.
Man, that first album was all right. That was an all right album.
All right, so two. Peaches. Great.
Yeah, fuck.
So we're at 3-4. Metric.
Don't know enough.
K.D. Lang.
Suck!
Let me go down here. DOA.
Which
the,
one?
The punk band DOA.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Nelly Furtado.
Suck!
She's
the one that did, I'll fly away like a bird, butterfly in the sky.
Sure.
I can fly twice as high.
No. Lover Boy.
Nah, fuck. Can't say he sucks. or that band said.
Godspeed, you Black Emperor.
What?
What? They're Canadian.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, suck!
You don't like Godspeed?
No.
Bryan Adams.
Suck!
He
Buddy does not like this.
Shawn Mendes.
Suck!
The Guess Who.
Suck!
Japan Droids.
That's cool.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Fuck on that.
Sarah McLachlan.
Suck!
Avril Lavigne.
Suck! Suck!
Feist.
Feist is all right.
All right, we're getting down. Tragically Hip.
Suck!
Justin Bieber.
Suck!
The New Pornographers.
I don't think I've listened to them.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Suck!
Call Me Maybe. Tegan and Sarah.
Well, I'll give a suck!
Damn. Arcade Fire.
Suck!
Look, shit.
Buddy does not like this game.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Fuck!
All right, there we go. There we go, finally.
So we're 3 for 20?
No. No, there's like, I'll tell you, I haven't kept exact track, but I know the difference.
You know, okay, here's what we'll do. While we're talking about it, your theory of what you would like to happen to Azel?
Needs to happen to Canada?
Needs to happen to Canada.
You're going to carbon bomb the entire country? Except Vancouver.
That's got
to
be expensive, huh?
And Calgary. Vancouver and Calgary are cool. All right, here's the top 10. Ready?
He just snotted all over
me. He does that. Well, it's probably drool.
He's like, I'll show you suck. Here's some slobber, buddy.
All right, here's the top 10. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Celine Dion.
Suck!
Alanis Morissette. No.
Her attitude, mate. This last thing that she, this stunt she pulled at the award ceremony, what was it, where she had to change the key and got pissed at her whole band and walked off?
Was that her or someone else?
I thought it was her. Was it the ceremony for, who was getting inducted? I forgot.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was her. So,
but she's also God.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I never see Dogma on.
Because he lost the licensing to it, but he just got it back. And it's coming back? Yeah.
I'll say fuck, okay? I won't do it yet, but if it's her that had the attitude problem at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and wanted their band, told her band that they were playing it wrong when she was singing out a key.
Yeah. I thought that was someone else, but yeah. The Weeknd.
Man, everybody loves them. I think, man.
There's just that one song.
Feel my face. It's about getting high on cocaine. My teeth itch.
No.
We could write a version of that song called My Teeth Itch. I can't feel my face and my teeth itch. But I like it. Aren't they the one that sing that? Or is that Bruno?
Here it is. I can't feel my face.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
No, that other song that I can't get out of.
There's a band called Honky that wrote a song about their teeth itching. Same thing.
No, the other song.
I've heard his live shows are amazing, though. I have heard that.
They are. The one that he had here was, like, crazy cool.
Yeah, everybody that I know that's gone to his live show, like, I believe my daughter, one of my daughters has gone. And a few of my friends have gone to the Weeknd's live show, and they say it's fucking awesome. They love him.
What's the name of that fucking song? Oh, there it is. This song is audio kryptonite for me. I love this song.
Oh, yeah. This is probably my favorite of his, because I always do this every time it's on. Like that. I do White Man Overbite.
Yeah.
Like, when you're driving, you're just like... Yeah, you know what? I'll take him off the suck. Because I love this song so much when I'm driving. It's just like, you gotta go Bucktooth mode if this song's playing and you're driving a sports car.
But, did you ever watch that show he was on?
It's kind of pornish, too.
The Idol? Isn't that what it's called? The Idol?
What?
On HBO, The Idol?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know he was a movie star, too.
Dude, he was creepy as fuck in that show. Like, gross. And it made
was that the one about the that had the paparazzi and the trans manager, or
the chick was a
reporter, or she was a writer or something
like that? Yeah, and the chick was a pop
star. I gave
star.
Up on that too quick.
He was creepy in it, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I got to him. This is a badass song though. I do like this.
We should cover this. Done. Done.
That's already low.
Listen to that.
I don't know if we'll be able to do it by our deadline, but that might be the one.
Has anybody done it yet?
Yeah, check that out first.
Let's see here.
If Alanis Morissette or some dumb whore has done it, I'm out.
God. So angry.
You know how many people are listening to this podcast or is going to listen to this podcast and go like this? See what happens when Trump gets in office? All of a sudden, Stubbs starts making trans
jokes. He hates women.
Again, starts calling women bitches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this. I heard this.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah. I think Mandy had me listening to this a few weeks ago.
I'm in. That's kind of badass.
Yeah, but it's not as badass as what's going to happen. No. Don't tell me a metal band has already done it. Uh-oh. In a land.
We're going to listen to a ton of these. That's detuned. Those are seven strings.
Oh, is it?
Do you hear them? Oh, that's tight. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe. I'm talking about the music, not singing. But the...
Alright, we're not doing it.
That's kind of cool.
This is, what's the band?
Fame on Fire.
It's two. That's two. Ah, that's two Shelby for me. It's like that one dude that does the, has to wear the bulletproof vest that smells like menstruation. Now, that's diet metal, dude. That is,
it's
zero carb metal.
Is there a breakdown?
There's gotta be.
Let's see. I'm gonna fast forward to the area where there would be a breakdown.
What'd you think of my breakdown that I sent?
That's amazing. That's the greatest breakdown ever.
I like his little waddle.
Tonight I'm going to eat Cheetos. Like you can just yell anything before that.
You really can.
This is... that's where it should have broke down right there. Yeah. And I said... Chun, 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 chun.
Yeah, this is garbage. Speaking of garbage.
You want to go?
No, you tell me.
All right, yeah, there's a whole... Ooh, ex-ambassadors did it.
Okay, you've made your point. I won't carpet bomb the whole country of Canada.
No, we're not done yet. Oh. That was like number 8. I just didn't know there were this many versions of this song. Now I'm all hooked. All right, number 7, Shania Twain.
What did Mike Reiner used to call her? The stripper starter kit?
Uh-huh.
Or was it Greg O? One of them.
One of them, yeah. Stripper starter kit.
Man, I kind of, back in the day.
She got the hits.
She made it move a little bit. So.
This picture over here makes it.
I can't say suck.
All right.
Unless she's willing. That's a deep seat. Unwoke Stubbs. Trump wins the election. Here I am.
All right. So if it's not, then we're at, okay.
So we've got.
I know we are. The Band. Okay. Number 6,
band?
The Band.
Ah, man, that's a tough one. I'll let you make the call on that one because there's one song that I absolutely love that they do. And when I watch them live,
I'm in.
They got something.
Yeah, I'm in with them.
So we'll go fuck on that then.
Drake.
Fuck.
All right.
I know a lot of it's so funny, man, because I get so much shit because I like Drake. And I have to admit, I haven't kept up with his new stuff since this beef with Kendrick Lamar and him has been going on. I think it's stupid and silly.
Yeah.
So I don't really know the ins and outs of it anymore, but I'm going to still have to go with fuck. That guy is very tall.
They're almost 30 points ahead of him.
So is this to win the tournament?
No, I think this there. It's all in. You're all in brackets, or you're all
doing a round robin.
You're all in groups, and your group. You have to win your group to move on. Just like regular, FIFA. Then it goes. Then it goes one and done. Number four, a guy named Leonard Cohen.
Suck,
Leonard Cohen.
Oh yeah, suck.
Oh, you don't like Leonard Cohen?
Isn't he dead?
Yeah.
I don't think we have a choice in the matter at this point. Okay, we'll
go
fuck.
Sucker if he's good.
It sounds like you like, so we'll go fuck.
It's nowhere. Okay. Rush.
Fuck. I have to. I can't say that Rush sucks. I love Rush.
Neil Young.
Suck! What? Just for the shock value. As soon as he comes back in. He's like, guys, I'm trying to calm y'all down.
Nickelback wasn't on this list because number one is Joni Mitchell.
And just the fact that Nickelback is from
Canada,
carpet bomb.
All right. So as far as these top musicians go, the difference of suck to fuck is 8. Suck winning.
Yeah.
So
you're back on carpet bomb then?
Yeah. Canada sucks.
They do.
Canada sucks.
Unless we're going there, then I love it.
Send us a country. Shoot us an email.
Yeah, we'll do this too.
Or call our voicemail, because we need someone to call our voicemail really bad or we're going to lose it. 682.
Yeah, they're threatening
593-JJTM. That is 682.
I like how we're too lazy to call our own voicemail so we don't lose it.
682-593-JJTM. 5586 JJTM is
you used
five,
to have
five,
that
visit eight,
memorized, or were you I always did. Just reading it off the whiteboard in the studio?
It was on the whiteboard in the studio. All right, so, and we'll do another country sometime down the road. So, where were we at?
You got to talk about your rock show coming up.
Yeah, we got a big rock show this Sunday. This Sunday,
badass venue
at the Haltom Theater. In Haltom, Texas, at the corner of 377 and Belknap. It'll be the
Haltom
Spectacles'
represent.
Last show of the year. We're going to take December off and be with our family. Be with our families and our loved ones.
Oh, so we can get some work done on some other projects, maybe.
Yes, we will. So, yes, the this show is called the Food Fest. And what it is it is a fundraiser for the Funky Town Fridge. And it's going to be 14 bands that I know of. Could change.
Cool lineup.
Ben C. Jones, Temporal Distortions, The Spectacle, Double Bear, Black Market Garden, Trash Puppies, a band I don't want to say their name because I don't support them, The Bomb Bomb Bombs,
All right,
Rio,
we'll talk off
Warbird, Passengers Unknown. Yeah, there's been issues with one of these bands, and I just don't want to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Little.
Well, we'll carpet bomb their country. Where are they from?
I'll be gone by the time they play, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, it looks like it. I should be out of there and not have to support them. You know, you get a little touchy with women or decide to groom them. I'm not a fan of yours. So anyway, moving on.
What's this food fest? Is it, what's the organization that it's, you said Funky Town Food Locker or something?
Funky Town Fridge, Funky which Town a fridge, fridge is a food locker, technically speaking.
Or meat locker.
Our buddy Sosa and the boys at Local Famous Records are putting this together.
Okay.
Torch Entertainment is also helping out. Tickets are going to be $20 for 14 bands.
It's a steal.
If you bring a food donation, it knocks it down to $15, which they're looking for.
Most venues do it for free, but we'll go with this.
Fruit and veggies. I'm not in charge
we'll
of
this. We'll go with $5 off.
You can bring some rice and beans unless you're saving them for the apocalypse.
What if I bring some weed?
Let me look on here. Yeah, weed's not accepted. Just looked under W's and there's no weed. But beans, baby formula, bottled water, peanut butter, fresh fruit and veggies.
You know what you ladies can do with
canned food, butter, dried fruit. Ladies, if you bring some peanut butter, we'll have a little demonstration
booth.
We'll
bring Buddy.
Wow.
I'm getting in trouble for that one.
You are. See, this is what happens when you have a live room to keep you in check.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's going to be some
buddy,
vendors.
I'm joking, Buddy. Look at him. He's been a good puppy.
Well, now that he's eaten and hanging out. Where's he at?
I think he went back outside.
Oh, he did? He's running in and out.
Such
That's
a good
fine.
Boy.
The vendors. There's going to be vendors there. Stoned Colt. Vernusian Mirror. Trista Morris.
What is Stoned Colt?
I don't know. We're going to find
sounds
out.
Sounds cool.
I'm excited. Maybe they have the weed.
That sounds like they will.
Yeah.
Watch everyone.
We're in.
I feel sorry for him. Our thousands of listeners are going to be. Oh, here he is.
Stoned Colt.
Are going to be Stubbs and Dustin said you got the weed.
So this is a Sunday show.
Sunday.
It's going to start around 5:30, go to 11. We are slated to play like around 8, 8:30, something like that. Just come out and see everybody. It's going to be great. And I like from what I've seen of the lineup, everyone's mixed up. So it's not just all metal or all hip hop.
Yeah.
Everybody's mixed together. Because I think after we play is Bincy Jones, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is going to be great. And I'm really excited and looking forward to this. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Buddy's looking forward to it too. He came back in here.
Yeah. Because he heard peanut butter, women. He got excited.
Such a tacky joke.
While we're talking about local things real quick, want to just throw, not really a shout out, but we had a big member of the local arts community pass away over the weekend. Matt Sachs passed away at 76, I think it was. He was the owner and proprietor of the Grackle Art Gallery over in Fort Worth off Hewlin. It was basically his house that he just opened it up and turned it into an art gallery, and people would go over there and play and have fun. He was a huge supporter of the music and the arts, the community. Really nice, cool guy that was just, he was just a
cool dude.
Well, that wasn't just a cool dude. He was just like a cool spirit.
Like
just an open spirit. And just like, man, you know, whatever happens, happens. Come on in my house and hang out. And we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big one that we lost. And I don't know. No one said anything about what will happen to the Grackle Art Gallery if someone else take it over. Or
I bet someone
will happen.
Something will happen.
But I guess we'll see. But... rest in peace, Matt. Or rest in power. When do you use the difference?
I think if you're Aryan, you do rest in power.
And we just looked up Aryan. Aryan is not racist. We looked it up before the show.
No, I just every time I hear someone say rest in power, I always think, God,
yeah,
it's abrasive.
I think of Phil Anselmo on a stage shouting things.
Drinking some white wine.
White wine.
No, that sucks.
Rest in power.
Rest in power and peace. I think you can do both. But
is there a proper time to do either?
I don't know. Maybe after a metal show.
Maybe.
If you pass away, then you can say rest in power. Or rap. I think the rap community does it a lot too. The hip hop artist. They do the rest in power. But if, you know, you're into violin solos and stuff, then it's rest in peace. Or if you're into waltzing across Texas, maybe.
I'll take a waltz.
Rest in peace.
What's the wildest?
Either's appropriate. Oh, either's appropriate.
I'm going to liven up the room now.
Yeah, that was a left turn right into
freaking
dark.
Well, just needed to put it out there.
A while ago, we were jamming the weekend.
We were. You want me to jam it some more, some different versions?
No, I like that one. I like the real one.
What is the wildest concert crowd you've ever been in?
Pantera, by far. No.
Which show?
No, the one that was at Coca-Cola Starplex where the Eagle, or was it? It might have been Fair Park. Fair Park got wild, too.
The Fair Park where they pulled up the floor.
That was wild.
And that was the typo negative show.
But the Starplex one is where they tumped over the Eagle truck.
Yeah.
And freaking, there was like 55,000 fights and 55,000 fires. But no question. It's terror,
the statute of limitations is over for this, I can say this story. Back when you went to Starplex, you used to just walk in pretty much with anything you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like back in the day. So,
like a blowtorch.
So my concert attire, you can ask several of...
Witnesses
back in the day, that I had a pair of Z Cavalrici pants that I cut off, turned into cutoffs, shredded.
I like that.
And I'd wear, you know, some concert shirt with it, like a Lollapalooza shirt or Edgefest shirt or, you know, some metal shirt or whatever. Usually a black shirt.
Were you one of the guys that ran around with the poster that said, "Show us your tits"?
No.
Remember when that was going on?
But the shorts were always my thing, and it cracked everybody up because they're like, you took like a $100 pair of Z Cavalrici's, which were expensive as shit back then.
Yeah.
And cut them off and made them into cutoffs.
Like Jerboes, man.
And I had docks. I had like 8 or 10 eye docks that I'd wear, you know, laced up. So I'd have these long.
What color were your shorts?
White.
Racist.
I kept them pretty standard. But anyway, that was my concert attire for years.
Yeah.
And the Pantera show at Fair Park Coliseum.
You ripped them off and went thong.
When the floor came up, this was back when I weighed like 100 pounds, I was thrown up onto one of the boards and surfed it for a long time.
That's fun.
And the only way I ever found myself in the Pantera home video.
You have something in common with Fred Durst.
I do.
Now.
The only way I found myself was those damn Z Cavalrici shorts in the home video.
Yeah.
I was like, that's me. Look, those are the shorts. But that show with Typo Negative, my feet at one point, and this is the only show this ever happened, my feet didn't touch the floor for like 3 songs.
Yeah.
And it was weird because you're just carried by a wave of people and you're trying not to be crushed.
Trying not to die.
You're trying to breathe, not to die. And then finally it all calms down. And that was the same show where this guy that was wearing a Bandidos vest got pissed. And at the time, this was back in the day, you could... well, maybe he brought it in or something, but you could have beer bottles. People are throwing beer bottles around and shit.
Yeah.
And he broke a bottle off and started just hitting people, like stabbing them as they were being carried over because he got tired of it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Bike gangs always got to fuck shit up, man.
But I'm right there with you. Pantera is the wildest.
That's the thing when... It's cute when these new metal bands, not new metal the genre, but metal bands these days act like they're the wildest kids in the world, like they're little, the new kids that all do this and stuff. You're like,
swinging their arms.
Dude, you don't
or
know.
Or the
death
wall
walls,
of death.
Wall of death. I always look at that stuff and go, neat.
But Dillinger.
Dillinger was wild.
In Austin.
Was damn near death experience for me.
Trees was crazy. I wasn't in that crowd, but that Trees was crazy when
it was the trash can got thrown at my girlfriend.
But that was, you threw it. You're like, you piece of trash. You threw
I hate Dillinger. Fuck this band. They're going to break up here in a few weeks anyway.
But when it was the tiered, the crowd was on stage.
Yeah.
And then like
waterfall,
another level, but it was the waterfall of bodies just flowing into the floor. And
hanging
you're like,
from the... Jumping from rafters
and the second floor of Trees, and you're like, God dang, that was weird.
They did that at in Austin too. There were guys that would jump down.
Greg climbed up on top of that thing. I got photos of it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he climbed up on top of the.
I would say Dillinger's probably a close second. And then also some local shows. We had some crazy ass local shows with
nothing
like Brutal
Pantera,
Juice,
though.
Well, the dead. Dog carcass.
That shit happened on stage, but the crowd itself being insane.
Yeah. It was just a wilder scene back there, too, when Pantera played. It wasn't just Pantera. It was all metal shows got wild then. Now, we're woke.
A Sepultura and Ministry at the Dallas Sportatorium.
Ministry had some crazy crowds.
Was out of control. That was the craziest Ministry crowd.
Yeah. Ministry definitely is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
For wild crowds.
When they came out originally with the chain link fence and you could climb up it and then jump back into the crowd and stuff, mm-hmm. that was cool. Across the front of the stage.
Yeah. And then once that millennial metal got in, it started metal.
Well, I think there's a huge crowd wokeness now.
There is crowd wokeness. But there kind of needed to be. There was some stuff that I remember seeing happening at some shows that was way out of line.
Well, I don't think molesting a poor woman that's trying to get carried out.
Because she's conked out.
Like, or being pushed over to the barricade because she's being crushed.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, you don't?
Well, not like what you were preaching earlier before we started the show. We're talking about this subject.
Oh, man. That's what everybody's going to say when they hear this show. Trump's not even in office, and they think they can just say whatever they want.
Man, when a girl's passed out and being passed over the crowd, you can just grab her in the... Well, the thing was, though, when guys... If a guy got passed over a crowd, like we're at Starplex watching a show, and a guy gets passed over the crowd, and then all of a sudden you're passing him over again,
mm-hmm.
and then... Like a song later, you're passing him over again.
It's the same dude.
And it's the same dude.
Yeah.
That's when people started punching you in the nuts.
Yeah. What was it? Was it Pink Floyd? Was it Pink Floyd that had the, they had to pass the body up?
That was dead?
Yeah. Was that Pink Floyd or was it Led Zeppelin? There was some concert that's a famous concert where they actually had to pass up a body out the, like at Madison Square Garden or somewhere. Some famous place, I thought.
I was reading up again.
Could be making stuff up.
I have to do this every once in a while. But I was reading up again on the Pink Floyd show in Venice. When they played on the water. And
man, can you imagine that?
But how much chaos that caused and how much structural damage it's caused to Venice and everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That it got signed off on.
It might have been the Doors, too. Doors had some wild shows. Because they would fucking throw
and show his penis.
You want to see it?
You want to see it? Yeah. You want to see it?
Well, this has been a fun show.
It has.
We're almost to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we started early.
It's 9:30. Yeah, this has been fun. This is cool. Come out on Sunday. Come out on Sunday evening.
Yeah, especially
come out to the Haltom Theater.
At least come see Spectacle because they're going on early. No reason you can't show up to that.
Yeah, and then we're off.
And Dustin will sign autographs.
The next time you see us, it will be
in a morgue.
In the morgue. It'll be next year with a record release.
Hell yeah.
And this is what I want to close with.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own.